Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Thomas Sample.
This is me.
Mr. Sample, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. The purpose of our call is because we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
41 plus.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, refractory bricklayer,
stone
mason? Bricklayer. Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
German.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Not right now. I ain't.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work in the past 12 months, in your craft, if any?
A year I got sick. I fell out. I had some health problems, so I'm just now getting back feeling right.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
No, okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
I was thinking about it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And why did you consider dropping your union membership? And a small state.
I just went and got sick, and I don't think I could do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
That's about it.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Not the same.
But the same, okay. And do you get the sense there's fewer union construction projects, the same or more?
More.
More, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I think there is.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union at any of them?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
It was a school, so I guess through the government.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less?
I think it'll be more.
More? Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Get worse? Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking back to your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had any real safety concerns?
Asbestos.
What was that, I'm sorry?
Asbestos.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, union organizing, political canvassing, picketing. Any of those?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never, thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, radio, print, or online newspaper, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news.
Local news.
Local news. Okay. Second, it will be friends and neighbors, radio, print, or online newspaper, the internet or social media, cable news?
Radio.
Radio. Okay. Third, it will be cable news, the internet, social media, print, or online newspaper, friends and neighbors?
Internet.
Okay. Thank you. And fourth, it will be friends and neighbors, print, or online newspaper, cable news?
Newspaper.
Okay, thank you. And last, it's either friends and neighbors or cable news.
Friends.
Okay, thank you. Next. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, immigration, education, or something else?
Something else.
Something else, okay. Thank you. As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done in each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, what about immigration?
Right now, disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about the economy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
Somewhat.
What about health care?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement?
Yes.
Retirement security. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how could the union improve its representation and service, in your own words, in a small statement?
I think they do a good job.
Okay, and a specific, anything specific when we talk about doing a good job?
I think they're for the workers.
Okay. For the workers?
Mm-hmm. They represent the workers good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words, in a small statement.
Keeping wages up with the economy.
Anything else?
And keep our health care going.
Wages up and health care. Thank you so much. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text messages, job site, union meetings, email?
Mail.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
4 more times.
Thank you. These last few questions are only for statistical purposes. Do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
White male.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Tom.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Okay, thank you.